Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please don't rush the stage. Juan's hair is being security also today. So anyway, but I want to thank you all for joining us today. We have a great guest on today, and I'd like to introduce, as always, and thank, as always, Juan Carlos, our producer, and Coach Sarge Brown. I think he'll be probably popping in at some point today. So anyway, you can also find us here at BBS Radio every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern time. Okay, and if you want to be featured as a guest, just submit your request at spirituallyraw.com. And you're looking at me. What you got?
No.
Are you all good?
Yeah, I'm all good. All
right. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Spiritually Raw and join our Facebook group. For those of you entrepreneurs who would like to have your own show, it's called Secrets to Radio Riches, and you're only one show away.
You got that right. Yeah. I hope I don't butcher poor Corinne's name today. Corinne Weary, did I pronounce that?
Corinne.
No, Karin. I drove your car in the garage.
Okay, how about the last name though? Because I don't want to butcher that either. I want to make sure I got it right.
Like at the end of the day, when you're tired, it's weary.
Oh, Car, I love it. All right. So we have two great guests today. We have first. Well, we're going to start out. We're going to just give a little intro of Karin Weary, and her passion is to help people who have gone through trauma and suffer with anxiety using a powerful method called EMDR. And she's going to tell us all about that. But up first, we're going to talk to Joy Elaine, and she is one of the foremost experts in the world on the Ashtar Command and mythical creatures that, Jay, are real. All right. So if you ever thought that they weren't, she's going to let us know today why.
She's going to enlighten us.
She's going to enlighten us. You better believe it.
Okay.
And she also channels dragons and fairies.
Yay.
And yes, you're going to love this. She has her fingers on the pulse of everything evolving around the earth. She has a profound understanding of nature and of the 47 universes, plus all of the races that inhabit them.
47 universes.
Right. It's not. We're not alone, Jay.
Well, I mean, that's what people say, right?
Well, we're going to find out.
You think we're alone?
Hell no.
Oh, all right. Let's bring her on. Let's bring her on. Joy, joy, joy.
Hi there.
All right.
Yeah, it's really crowded. Nobody knows it, but it's
really is. It really is. I tell you, they come out from all over. I mean, it's like standing room only here. So anyway, let's talk about you a little bit. So let's talk about the 47 universes for a second. So where and how do you even, like, how do you connect that? Like, who tells you that?
Well, let me back up just a little bit and tell you how I'm able to get the information that I get, because I've studied different healing modalities for about three decades. And the one I focused on for the last 20 years or so is called Serenity Vibration Healing. And in that, and combining with the works that I've done with Ascended Masters, I learned how to move my consciousness, my energy body, you could call it. I suppose you might think of it as astral traveling, but I travel to these different dimensions and different places, and I speak with beings of light. That's my criteria. I'm not interested in speaking with, quote, the bad guys. I'm only working with masters who are ascended or galactic, and they always tell the truth. So when I traveled to the first person I spoke with, the reason that I wrote these books called The Joy Chronicles is that I moved to a dimension above Earth, where we can't see them because they're cloaked, and I stepped onto an Ashtar command ship with my energy body, and I started.
Wow.
Well,
boy, that's a lot to unpack right there. Hold the horses right there.
Yes.
Right. Go back. What did you just say?
She stepped on an Ashtar command ship.
That's what I thought she said.
Yeah.
Not my physical body, although at some point in the future I will be able to do that, but. A part of me sat on my sofa in my front room, my physical body, and my consciousness and my energy went to this particular Ashtar command ship. I had done some work to assist the work that they were doing. They're guardians of Earth.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, brother? There you are.
He just busted through the door.
Hey, wait, what about me? Look at me.
That's right.
He just drove the car right through the garage door.
And we were just talking about the Ashtar command. Man. You messed it all up for us.
Anyway, I met Clark and Hanson. And the information that he told me was so fascinating, I knew I had to share it with other people.
So what's that like? Even though it's like your spirit, let's call it, what's that like? Is it like a spaceship like you'd see on TV or anything? Or can you help describe that for us?
It was just a big, bare room. The Ashtar commander's name was Tonos, and there were floor-to-ceiling windows that you could look out and see the Earth. And I asked him later, much later, but why? Where's the furniture? And he said, well, that would just get in the way. Because when you're a non-dual being, you manifest instantly. So if they need a piece of furniture, they just think it into existence.
Where do they reside?
Well, at the time that I met this man, in February of 2014, there were 86 million ships stationed above Earth on the higher dimension.
Okay, so I want to get clarity. You called him, you met this man. So are they a superior human race?
They are not human. They look human. Many of the species in the universes do look human. But he was born on Andromeda, and that's a world in the Andromeda galaxy that they call Andromeda just because we call it that. That's not their name for it. The way that he is superior is that he was born on a world that is not dual. So we know what duality is because we live on Earth, which is a dual world. There's aging, there's wars, there's death, you know, duality, the good, the bad. Non-dual worlds, and this is the most exciting thing that I learned about that I had to share. Non-dual worlds, there's no bad. Now wrap your brain around that for a minute.
So, yeah, I'm going to right now. So are you saying that is really the ultimate heaven? There is no negativity? There's just like, you know, I'm running through the fairy fields my whole life?
Right, in non-duality, yes.
How do you get to live there?
Well, that's what we're evolving to become. That's why I'm so excited about what I've written, is that in the books, people can join in the work that we're doing to bring about that sooner rather than later.
So when you talk about non-duality, can you just explain that when you say non-duality? Can you put that in context?
Ashtar Commander Tonos looks like he's about 30 years old. He's over 25 million years old.
25 billion?
Million.
Wow.
25 million years old. Okay. They don't live and die. They just always live.
There's no death.
So they got one foot in one. Is it like they got one foot in one dimension, one foot in the other dimension, kind of thing?
Well, non-dual. You know, different worlds think of dimensions differently than we do. I've not asked him about his world, you know, in Andromeda, but it's non-dual, which means there's no death. You age to the age you want. You do all the things that some of the masters that we've known about do, like teleport and telepathy and bilocate and. It's just incredible. And here's the big thing. Manifestation is instant. You think about whatever you want and it happens.
So you literally think about whatever you bring about whatever you think about.
And it's just that instant. And where is, okay, so I want to wrap my head around that piece. So where is this place that where you think about it and it instantly happens?
Andromeda.
Okay, so that's...
On any non-dual world, and half of the worlds in our universe are non-dual.
So enlightenment and drama, is it like anything relative to what we know? I mean, do they have families? Do they have picnics? Do they go to the beach? Are there parades? Are there Disneyland? Or is it just like a mass of whateverness?
You can create whatever you want. So if you want to experience Disneyland, just create it and you go there.
You know what? It sounds like that. What's that show that we watch on... Netflix?
The Outer Limits?
No, the one where it's like the good world, the good place, where they just think about it and they instantly end up there.
We've always been creating our reality, but there's resistance here. There's a time lag between you know, what you want. And sometimes, you know, you've got all this programming which says, well, you can't have that. So then you douse your creation fires and you don't get it. But in non-duality, there's no resistance. You think it, you have it, or you are it, or you move to where that is. It's just, it's really incredible. Now, here's the good news. It's going to get easier and easier on life on Earth because we are evolving, because enough people have woke up and said, hey, I'm going to start doing things I love. I'm going to quit gossiping. I'm going to quit watching the news. I'm going to be a better person. All those little choices that everybody makes every day, that helps us all to evolve. And every single person that's here right now is crucial. They're here because Earth is the happening place.
Sarge, what's your thoughts on this, brother?
Well, I mean, it's interesting that that last statement that Earth is the happening place. I mean, it's almost like Earth is the party place.
It is.
So, I mean, and whereas me, you know, you're saying I can manifest instantly. So I think it, I get it. You know, that's the place I want to go.
Can you take Sarge on a ride to Andromeda? Yeah,
can we get a one-way ticket to Andromeda, please?
No, I want to. I got to stay at the happening place, you know.
Yeah.
But
he's got obligations. He can only go for the week. He can't go for the whole week.
Yeah. All eyes are on Earth because of how we're evolving, how rapidly we are evolving. Now, we're no longer in the third dimension.
Where are we?
We're in a blend of fifth and sixth dimensions, physically. Everything on Earth and Earth herself is in a blend of fifth and sixth dimension.
Now, that's the first time, and we've interviewed a lot of people. That's the first time, over 1,000 people, first time I've ever heard that we're not in the third dimension anymore.
That's the first time, me too.
Well, Gia, who is an embodiment of the essence of Earth, is one of the beings that I work with, and she is the one that told me that.
Okay, so is that Gia you said?
Gia. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Gaia. Okay. So when you talk to Gaia and Gaia tells you this, is that in a meditation or is that when you travel? So how do you actually travel?
That's when I go there and I talk with her.
Oh, so it's a her. Okay, got it. And does she have the embodiment of a goddess?
Well, of course she can look any way she wants. you know, those beings like that have that ability. She's got brown hair now and she's a very lovely woman.
So I think what Jay is trying to ask is, are they consciously at the same level? Like, let's say, is Gaia, would she be considered in our world a goddess?
Well,
in the level of consciousness?
I suppose you could because of her abilities. You know, that's what we thought of. If you know, remember the Egyptian gods, Isis and Osiris and Thoth?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We thought they were gods, but they are non-dual beings.
Okay, so when she comes on to and you see her, you know, we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsor. I want to get back to finishing that question more about Gaia and when we get back. So hang tight, everybody. We're going to take a quick break.
Carlisle Palms is an award-winning author endorsed by Meredith Sisko of the Oscar-nominated film Winter's Bone. Carlisle's poetry tells about his own struggles with bullying, abuse, and growing up gay in the rural Ozarks of the 1960s. Carlisle Palms' graphic, historically and spiritually oriented novels are about trauma survivors, addicts, and those who overcome to find a better way. Learn more at CarlislePalms.com. That's CarlylePomms.com.
Hello and welcome to the ancient future of food. I'm Sky Cubby, founder of Medicinal Foods, your source for the highest potency, highest quality medicinal mushrooms, tonic herbs, living greens, which my daughter actually loves, 10 veggies, 4 grasses, fermented. We have the coffee break, which is a coffee substitute that actually tastes like coffee with chaga, reishi, and maca. And some amazing chocolate that has the Shaman's Blend, which gives it a mood-enhancing effect, and so much more. Check out our products at medicinal-foods.com.
Welcome back to Spiritually Raw, everybody. Thank you very much. We are with the lovely, lovely Joy Lane, and we are talking about Gaia Hairs, which is where we left off. So, you know, before we get there, a couple little house cleaning duties. So I want to check this out because we are live on air here today. Somebody's got some feedback, and you know, and I don't know where it's coming from, but if you've got anything on there, if you're close, or if you got a radio on, or you got any type of
speaker
phone or anything like that, if we can get you to turn that off, that would be great.
I'm just sitting here at my computer. There's no
I think the fairies fixed it.
All right, Joy, you there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. We got Joy?
Yes.
Hello, Joy. Okay. There you are. Okay. So the fairies and the dragons, what is their role?
The fairies support every green thing on Earth and the animals. If there were no fairies, Earth would be a ball of mud.
That would suck. What about dragons?
Well, dragons are also supporting the Earth. You know, actually in book two, I found out that we had killed them off twice in our history. And I was able to work with the fairies and with Gaia and bring them back on a dimension off of Earth. Because can you imagine the chaos that would happen if dragons came back and started flying around in the sky?
No, it would be absolutely... I couldn't even imagine it.
But they will be back when we are in non-duality because nobody's going to be killing anybody.
So let me ask you this. So with the non-duality and we're working on this fifth and sixth dimension, I mean, is there like a dimension for us that's available that's like a heaven and also like a hell?
Eighth dimension is the first non-dual dimension for Earth.
The eighth dimension.
Eighth dimension. So what you're going to notice is as we go on is that manifestation is going to start happening quicker. You may have already noticed that you think about something and you don't really have any programming that says you can't have it, and pretty soon it just shows up. Well, that's gonna keep speeding up and speeding up and speeding up. Seventh dimension is gonna be like practicing for eight because you'll think about something and wow, you know, in 5 minutes or in the next day it's there.
So
real quick, April, let me jump in there. So how can we use that possibility like now? Obviously you said we're two dimensions less than where we should be for instant manifestation. So how can we use it now in the sixth dimension as you
all right
you
so
claim?
The good news is that even if you're not working quote what we consider the spiritual path, if you hang around here long enough, we're going to just evolve there eventually. All right. I am dedicated, and a small group of people that I work with have been really focusing on advancing ourselves spiritually and physically with the work that I'm doing. The Joy Councils in the books explains how people can take advantage of what we're doing and join in. But there's simple things like, you know, where are you in your life? Are you happy with yourself? If you're not, then do something to change, all right? Do you love what you do? Do you enjoy work? Are you kind to yourself? Are you kind to other people? Those kinds of daily choices about how you live your life helps you move either forward or backward, if you think vibrationally. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Of the 47 universes, where does Earth fit in?
We were the first universe ever created.
Wow.
We were the first one ever created?
Yeah. Yes, our universe.
So Earth is the oldest of all the universes?
Yes, but they don't really talk about time. I mean, time to them is not an issue because, I mean, the genie that I meet in their first book, imagine the number 94 followed by 45 zeros.
45, that's a lot of zeros.
That's my paycheck. Yeah.
A lot of zeros.
In your dreams. So age is irrelevant. The older you are, the better you are because you have more life experience. Tonos, who was 25 million years old, is considered like a kid.
Oh.
So what did he do to get to Andromeda? What did he do on the Earth plane that was so, like, our Buddha Jesus,
He was born on Andromeda.
Oh, he was actually born on Andromeda.
Yeah.
I want to kind of jump on a little bit with what Sarge was saying here or what he was trying to talk about here. Mm-hmm. So how do you experience that. Okay, so how do you experience that? Hey, you know, got to blink my eyes, twitch my nose kind of thing like that, and you got what you got, and it's right in there in front of you. I mean, are you, you do this, you have to be in some sort of state? You know, so like, you know, if we're not in the third dimension now, but like, do you have to be in a meditative state? Is it like when you're in a sleep state and you astral project, or how do you actually experience that level of consciousness?
You have to be non-dual.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, are you non-dual?
I'm not non-dual, although I'm evolving to that.
Well, you have to get there, actually.
So real quick, do you have to earthly die to be dual?
No. You mean non-dual.
Non-dual.
Right. So, well, Sai Baba, he was able to manifest things by thoughts.
There's apparently people out there that like that live
and Jesus, obviously.
Live in our world right now that can do that.
So, so let's think about that.
We're all going to be able to do that.
Right.
What's taking so long?
Things like people hating other people, hating themselves, not loving themselves, gossiping. You know, all those, the genetic programming that we have, you know, I suggest to people find a modality that works for you so you can help get clear enough in your mind that you can start creating what you really want. And I suggest if you either read my books or you go to my website and look at my blog, there's wonderful exercises, actually clearing exercises to help you start loving yourself, to help you start manifesting what you really want. That blog is called The Golden Ticket. It uses that serenity vibration healing modality that I told you that I've studied since 2003. And that's one of the reasons why I am where I am, that I'm going to be one of the first people to become non-dual. That's my goal.
That is amazing. Well, I love that.
Good for you.
The golden ticket.
And absolutely.
That has such a high vibration. But so do her books, Jay, and I didn't get a chance to address them in the beginning, but she is the author of The Adventures of the Joy Chronicles, and there are six of them. And let me just say, her website is absolutely beautiful. It's really done really well. And the first of them, she has The Path of Sweetness, The Blossoming of Love, A Wish is Granted, Paths of Freedom, Return of Dragons, and Spaceship Earth.
Joy, how do you write all this stuff? Do you channel it, or like, how does it come through to you?
It's channeled.
So you just sit there one day and just like put the hands on the keyboard and just go?
I sit down on my sofa in my front room, and I type very quickly, and I have a little recorder that I repeat what people tell me so that I make sure I get just exactly what they say. And they're patient with me to wait, because it's tedious to get a transcription that's really accurate when I'm channeling. So I'm very careful that what I write is exactly what I've been told.
How does one become part of your group that's going to go to this non-dual
duality? That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, you know, I can sense that some of you don't have the background of the things that I'm talking about. No problems, because a lot of what I say is like, it's cutting edge information. All right. So if you want to get in on the ground floor, start reading my books, and they're on Kindle also. Then you'll get you'll understand what we're doing and how you can be part of this evolution, because it's going to be a wave. It's going to be a wave of moving forward. So look at my blog, look at my website. I've got lots of called world missions that help you help the earth. There's things about cleaning up our waters, cleaning up the air, helping the elderly, working with the Ashtar Command. Those are short, like 4 to 5 minutes that you can listen to and you can join in what we're doing. It's because we're all one tribe. You know, we're all one. All these other universes. Some of them have gone completely non-dual. I think 13 of them out of the 47 are now completely non-dual since we started this work in 2014. There are millions of people that are working with me. It isn't just Joy, you know, doing this. It's like, it's a team. It's Anando, Isis, Osiris.
Like a whole, like, collective.
Like a movement.
Like a collective movement or something like that.
Right.
All right, listen, Joy, can you let everybody know where everybody can find out about you again? I know we brought it up a couple of times, but if you can drive it home for us and let everybody know where they can buy your books and your website to check everything out about you.
My website is Joy Elaine. That's joyelaine.com. That's the best place to go to find out about me, to learn about the world missions, to read my blog, to buy my books.
Okay, right on. That's cool. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. And that's great. That was
awesome.
The ships, the, you know, the universes and all that good stuff. Yeah?
It's like amazing. Just in one person's head.
It really is. Like, you know, like how they tap into that something in their mind. You know what I mean?
It's pretty incredible.
I just want the manifestations.
Yeah.
I'm with you too. I want to figure out how to get there too. Why don't we join her cult and just go through there? You know what I mean? Her movement. All right. Who's up next?
Corinne Weary. She specializes in EMDR. And she helps people. Her passion is to help people that have gone through trauma and suffer with anxiety. And she uses a very powerful method that targets emotions, the physical body, and helps release the body's memory on a cellular level. She works holistically, and she looks at each person's emotional, physical, and financial health and targets that area which is most in need. And she's also the host of Shift Happens on Voice America.
Shift Happens.
Shift Happens.
Oh, Shift Happens. Interesting. All right.
Excellent.
Karin, welcome.
Thank you so much, April and Jay. I am super excited to be here. And what a great way to segue to what I'm talking about, because really EMDR is a nice way of shedding all this stuff and releasing resistance. So, but I'm with you guys. I totally want to get into this manifestation instantly. Sounds like good stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely. So can you enlighten everybody? What exactly is EMDR?
Yes. So it stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And in a nutshell, what I explain to everybody that I work with is that how our memories are formed when it's a incident that is disturbing, whether we're having an argument with someone, whether it's a relationship breakup, whether we're a soldier at war or whatever. We talk about big T traumas and little T traumas. Everybody has a little T traumas. Some people have the big T traumas in addition. But the brain doesn't know the difference. The old reptilian brain that's way in the back by our brain stem doesn't know the difference. It just sees something being threatening. And what it does is shoots cortisol, which is stress hormone, into our brain, which pretty much takes out all the higher level intelligent part of our brain, because we don't need that in that fight or flight or freeze moment. And then it freezes everything in that moment with the sights, the sounds, the smells, the physical sensations in our body, the emotions, and whatever negative belief is that we attach in that moment. And that gets frozen dysfunctionally in a place in our brain that doesn't know time. So, and then that incident gets linked with all the other that are similar and have the same negative belief attached. So when it gets triggered, it pulls all of those incidences up. So people are reliving every single one of those incidences, not necessarily as the video of those incidences happening, but body and emotions all come up, which is why we often see people, you know, have these anxiety and the PTSD and the, you know, prickly, aggravated, snappy behavior kind of thing coming up. So what we do with EMDR is that we zero in on one specific incident, because the brain can focus on one incident rather than 10 years of my life. And by doing that, then what we do is we figure out what all is coming up with that in particular when we think of that now. And what's the negative belief that's attached? And then we apply what we call bilateral stimulation. It started off with eye movements from side to side. I know it sounds really weird, but it could be also auditory with headphones with a tone that goes from one ear to the other, or it could be tactile. I have this little handy dandy machine where they hold a little paddle in each hand that vibrates. And it goes from side to side.
Hold that thought for me, Karin, and we'll be right back. Everybody got to get a word from our sponsor. Right.
Gotcha.
Are you letting self-doubt prevent you from creating the life you really want? Reclaim control of your destiny and connect to the magic of life. Best-selling author and motivational speaker Lisa J. Crawford uses her amazing life story to strengthen, heal, and motivate others. From her silent screams to self-empowerment to advocate for victims of sexual abuse, Lisa Crawford takes you on an inspiring journey to overcome obstacles and feel empowered to reach your full potential and discover self-love. The greatest moment is realizing that once you are committed, there is no turning back. Connect with Lisa J. Crawford today. Go to lisajcrawford.com. Improve your health, have more energy, and love what you see when you look in the mirror. Imagine creating your thinner self without ordering special foods, products, or supplements, without an exercise program, and without counting calories. David Mandansky won the 2018 Independent Best Book Award for Diet and Nutrition and developed Create Your Thinner Self. In 2016, David was told by his doctor that he had a 95% chance of a heart attack. During the next 4 months, he lost those 50 pounds and has kept it off. Learn to stop losing those same 10 pounds over and over with the Create Your Thinner Self program. Go to createyourthinnerself.com today.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. We are with Karin right now, and she is sharing with us about EMDR. Just did there. So Karin,
yeah.
You've got so many variations of your name. My gosh, Karin Green, I'm sorry. But how'd you get into this? I mean, does something happen in your life traumatic that got you to say, okay, I'm gonna be working with people at this level?
Well, so I was always interested as a child in listening. You know, I would always ask my mom and her cousin when they would come over to ask about their growing up. And I was just always interested in family dynamics. And yeah, I had a couple of traumatic things. My father died when I was 5. We moved from the U.S. to Denmark and, you know, all that, you know, pretty much my entire life changed right then and there. May have had a little bit something to do with it, but I do associate very much with, and seeing also my mom, how she was with her mother, and just I saw how trauma affects people's lives and how it has this incredible generational ripple effect. And it's just something when I then learned, because I didn't learn about EMDR until way after I was already a practicing therapist. And when I heard about it, it just made so much sense to me. It's like, wow, this is a way to truly rewire the program, because the brain gets stuck in this fight or flight loop. And that's the problem. So this process is a way to really undo that fight or flight loop and plug in properly so that the brain can finally recognize, oh, this happened then and I'm here now. And it peels the trauma off of the event. Not that it wasn't still a bad thing that happened, but people don't carry the weight of it anymore.
So how long does it take for someone to be cured, let's say?
Yeah, so I have people who in one session will come in and they're a hot mess, and by the end of the session, they have released so much. I mean, one person that I had Friday was exactly like that. And by the end of the day of the session, she was like, gosh, I can even barely think of how sad I was yesterday. And other people, it is a little more complicated, where it might take, you know, it might take 15 sessions. It might take more. But the majority of the people that I tend to work with, 3 to 6 sessions, and they're in a really good place.
And then once you feel, or they feel like that it's gone, does it come back later, a year later, 6 months later?
You mean like a maintenance?
No, and this is a beautiful thing. And we always know that when people are done with that particular incident because of the protocol, we start off with, you know, from 0 to 10, how upsetting is it now when you bring it up? So we know when they get to a 0 that it's not bringing up anything negative anymore. We make sure that we then attach a positive belief that they have come up with to that memory. So we're really linking in. And then the last step is that we're making sure nothing is stuck in the body by them doing a mental scan. Now, people that I've seen, or they have had worked with other people with EMDR, years later will say that thing that we worked on still doesn't bother me at all.
So that's really cool. Is it a form of like hypnotherapy?
It is not hypnotherapy, because in the sense of with hypnotherapy, it's really more the therapist who is kind of helping with what kind of messages you want. With EMDR, it's more, I feel many times like I am the director of the orchestra. So I bring in the orchestra, and I don't know what musicians have shown up, what instruments they brought, and what their skill level is. And then I figure out from there as we're working through. So it's really facilitating the brain to connect with whatever memories, and whether it's an actual memory, whether it is a physical sensation, or whether it is an emotion that is connected, and how it's connected in the brain, because they're processing through with this bilateral stimulation.
Are you doing this with people over the phone, Skype, or is it all in person?
Mostly in person. I am able to work with people over Skype, where I want to make sure that I have video so I can see what's going on.
So take me down that process, if you would, real quick. So let's say someone has an experience and they need to have a breakthrough, whether that's going to be one session or 15 sessions. So let's say you're just doing that. So what is like the, how does it start? I mean, do you get them in like some sort of meditative state? Is there anything that goes on there? Or is it just like, let me just kind of somehow scan you and just see where you're at with this? And then, and my next follow-up question with that is, how are you getting these, resolving these old memories that they have that have caused these things? Do you bring them out and then kind of like
shoot
them down, kind of thing like that?
Yeah. So first, of course, I'm asking why people are here, obviously. And with that, then I start getting a picture of where this is all coming from. And then we figure out, sometimes right there in the moment, because you know, I've been doing this so long, I'm able to identify a particular incident. Sometimes we may go, okay, well, I want usually people to also talk a little bit about their upbringing and what's going on there, because we all know probably by now that this is where the foundation is and this is where most things stem from, and then things are just built up from there. Not always, but many times. So, but basically, I'm getting to one specific event. So I'm often asking people, well, as you're thinking about this incident that you're coming here for, maybe it was a relationship breakup, what is one particular incident that floats to the top of your mind? So we want, you know, something very specific. So maybe, for example, you know, you walked in on your boyfriend while they were, you know, with somebody else. Yeah, you know, that's a very specific incident. And because that's where the brain then can go. And then we figure out, okay, what is the worst part of that? What are the emotions that come up right now as you bring up that memory? Where do you feel it physically in your body? Is it your stomach, your heart, whatever? And what is the negative belief that's attached to that? Oh, I'm not enough or whatever. And then we want to figure out, what do you want to replace that negative belief with? I am enough. I am good enough. Whatever kind of thing. We want to establish that, because that negative belief is key. That's
how do you actually get the person? And I totally get with what you're saying.
Yeah.
How does that person leave your presence and then an hour later keep those thoughts? Like, what are you doing that's helping them maintain those positive thoughts? Because it's so easy to slip back to be like, this happened to me. Yeah. That happened. Yeah. So how do you? How are they? Yeah. How's that actually happening?
So what's happening is we're not ignoring the negative. We basically are flushing through the negative. So whatever is coming up with, you know, oh, I feel I'm furious. I feel it in my chest, and I'm a 10, and this is the part. So that's when I apply the bilateral stimulation and go, okay, focus on that, and let's just see where it goes. Then I'll pause. And then they will have something else come up. Many times people will then become calmer. Sometimes they'll be more angry, or maybe then it becomes sadness. So we're following that trail as the brain goes through. And if they're not completely calm at the end, then I'm going to make sure that I'm putting them in a place where they're calm. It might be creating a tool, you know, with a calm place. Maybe you have a favorite pet. When you think about that pet, it makes you all warm and fuzzy, and that type of thing. But it's to flush through so we get all those negative emotions out. And people, every single time, when we're done, and again, it might not be at the end of the first session, but when you're done with the particular incident, they no longer have that rush of negative emotions. It becomes something, sometimes even the image is hazy or it changes, and it's not something that I've done. It's just that the brain now doesn't have this as this horrific event. That's
well, let me ask you this question here, Corinne. Is that when you're doing this with people and helping them have these breakthroughs, and if let's say they're medicated, okay, so doesn't how does that help with the medication? What role does that play? Doesn't a lot of times the medication kind of get them back in that state where they're at, and almost does that hinder your effect, or they, or is it best that they still stay on where they're at right now with their meds?
I would always prefer if they don't go to the meds first, because I think many times this process can help them avoid it, but many times people already have gone and they have meds, or they've already been on meds for a long time. I haven't found that it seems to have a negative effect or block the effect when I'm working with people when they take their medication, because that part is out of my realm. I do not prescribe it. I just encourage people to let their doctor know you're doing this work, maybe you don't need it, you know, and or could step off or however you're feeling, but have that discussion with your doctor.
So what do you think's missing with most diagnoses?
Yeah, so I find all these years of doing this, I think a lot of what people are being troubled with is that there's unresolved trauma on some level. And again, it's not always something that it was a car wreck and you almost died type of situation. It's a lot of these other things that we many times just say, oh, it's a long time ago and I'm over it and I forgave them and this, that, and the other. And you may have on some level, but it's kind of like we are these multi-level layered beings. And on one level, we may. On the other place, we haven't quite yet. So my thing is that if we can work through and find out what these traumas are and resolve them, now we have a real baseline. Because many times the anxiety may, like maybe ADHD and whatever, even people come in and they say that they're bipolar. I'm like, I don't think you're quite bipolar. Maybe you're just really things that have happened in the past. And once we've done this, now we can see what we have to work with.
So you think a lot of people are misdiagnosed?
I do, yes.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. I definitely totally do. Agree with that.
It's like a factory.
And over-medicated.
Yeah, you definitely on that. Sure. High five on that one, Corinne.
Yeah.
Is it Corinne? And I want to make sure I pronounce your name right, so I'm going to have you say it to me first.
Corinne.
Mm-hmm. Corinne. Is it Weary, right?
Weary, yes.
Corinne Weary, everybody, thank you very much for your insightful information today on the show. Can you let us know where we can get a hold of you, how people can check you out, and if they want to get a session with you, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. My website is www.insightscounselingcenter.com, or you can go to www.shifthappens.live. You can also always check out my radio show on Shift Happens, which is on Voice America.
All right, right on. Well, thank you very much for being on today. And also thank you to Joya Lane for being on today. So very insightful. Mm-hmm. You know, I've just been feel educated today. I feel smarter today. Do you?
I always feel smarter afternoon.
Okay, all right. Well, make sure you buy their stuff, everybody. Check out their websites. It was a great thing. We hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to thank Juan and Sarge here for, you know, being on the show and helping us out and getting some insight from our guests. And again, our guests were awesome. So enjoy the show. Hope you did.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. Oh,